Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Coming up, we will talk Thursday night football and a really good game in Cincy as the Bengals pull out the upset over the Steelers. We've got game three of the NLCS, Dodgers on the edge of a sweep. Game four of the ALCS, Blue Jays even the series. In 20 minutes, we'll begin our look at NFL Sunday, starting with the early game in London. And since it is a Friday, we've got Double D's Degenerate Parlay, our squad parlay, and pick six in the final hour. I'm Michael Jenkins, live in D.C. She is Chelsea Messenger, live in Nashville. Chelsea, how you doing? It's a Friday.
Yeah, good morning. Ready to get back at it when it comes to betting, because I'm not going to lie. I feel like normally I do not feel things when I lose bets because I've been betting for so long. But, Jenks, I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling really sad about my bet. So hopefully today is better. Hopefully we win some today instead of just L after L.
Just 1-2? That's all right. That's just one loss
for the week.
That's fine. That's what Fridays are for. Like that old song. That's what Fridays are. No, that's not what it is. But I'm trying to cheer you up. It's Friday. You got baseball. We got college football. We got pro football. I had the best night I've had in God knows how long. 4-0.
Oh, and I should be happy for you. Nice job, Jenks.
Yeah. Let's go. Across three different sports, I got to brag a little bit because I started off this week, woof. But 4-0 last night, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Mariners first five, Bengals plus 5.5, Devils. Little hockey, how about that? Devils on the money line, they win 3-1. As Dylan put in the rundown, chasing works. That's one of the basic tenets of gambling. Chasing works. Don't ever do that. But at least for one night, I can brag about that. As for the Donkster quietly has been better than anyone, if we're being honest. 4-0. Almost undefeated last week, I think, as well. Had the Blue Jays on the money line against the Mariners. Jays went 8-2. We will get to that game. So, for the week, we'll wrap it up quickly. Chelsea, you're 1-4-1. I am 5-4-1. The Dogster, 4-0. It is the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Friday, speeding towards the weekend as we are live across the country, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. And what a game we got last night. Thursday night football, the icy hot bowl. The Bengals upset the Steelers 33-31. The Bengals getting 5.5. They were 2-1 on the money line. Total set at 44. The over hits. Two 41-year-olds going at it. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco. Rodgers, 23 of 34, 249 yards, four touchdowns, two picks. But Flacco was in vintage form. Bengals down 10-0 in the second quarter, and the rally begins.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Now Michael's on Amazon Prime. Cincy down 10-7. Higgins, 6 catches, 96 yards in that score. In the fourth quarter, Steelers down 6 when Rodgers goes deep to Pat Freiermuth. Pittsburgh with a 1-point lead. It's 30-24. But old man Flacco drives his team down the field late, leading to this.
Snap good. Hold good. Kick good.
Evan McPherson with his fourth field goal of the game. Joe Flacco leads the 23rd fourth quarter comeback of his career. He goes 31 of 47 for 342 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, and Cincinnati still alive. Maybe they don't have the greatest playoff hopes at this point, but hanging around and a huge win last night, Chelsea.
Oh, absolutely. So they showed the clip of Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, being very bitter that the Bengals got to trade for Joe Flacco. And I think some people thought he was posturing, just saying, okay, this is what he's doing to pump up the opponent and not give them any bulletin board material. But after what we saw last night from Joe Flacco, maybe he has a right to be mad that somebody in the division traded this to a divisional opponent. And so now the Steelers had to deal with Joe Flacco last night. So two takeaways for me is that Joe Flacco still got it. And number two, everything was working for Cincinnati last night because they were able to establish the run early. Chase Brown had a season-high 108 yards on just 11 carries, 9.8 yards per carry, and he had some really explosive runs in the first half that set things up nicely for the receiving game. And so Joe Flacco, when he was at Cleveland, did not have the cupboard of weapons that he now has with Cincinnati. We had our question marks about the offensive line, but Joe Flacco is a crafty veteran, and it felt like he knew the ways around it, and what a night for Joe Flacco.
In his career coming into this game, Flacco had 28 touchdowns and 12 interceptions against the Steelers. So those numbers just went up last night. So Mike Tomlin knew, dude, okay, he might be older, but I've seen enough of this guy to know he can be a real threat, and he was. And also, it helps when you have Ja'Marr Chase. 16 catches, 161 yards and a touchdown. He is the fourth receiver in NFL history with two games of at least 14 catches in a single season. That's a pretty good game plan. Just see that Ja'Marr Chase guy, the guy we're number one, just throw to him whenever you can, and it works.
Yeah, and T. Higgins had a measly 96 yards.
Yeah.
So he was a big part of the game plan as well. And we saw that last week, that Joe Flacco was kind of favoring T. Higgins. But even when it was Jalen Ramsey on Ja'Marr Chase showed us that he is one of the best receivers in the NFL. And you could tell that there was a desperation with the Bengals last night. And I think you could tell on some of those catches from Ja'Marr Chase where, like, he would bobble it and then he would secure it. So you could tell that the Bengals are playing with some fight now. Not that they weren't before, but it does feel like Joe Flacco has injected new life into them as well.
He really has. And I love that Bengals fans were chanting, "Thank you, Cleveland," by the end of the game. Like the Browns, even when the Browns aren't playing, they're still taking L's. Thank you, Cleveland. Oh, my God. So good. Since he moves to 3-4, next up for the Steelers, they welcome the Packers on Sunday. That game in prime time, the Bengals host the Jets. In Major League Baseball, the Dodgers do it again. They edge the Brewers 3-1. Dodgers minus 190 on the money line. Total set at 7.5 at BetMGM. Make it legendary. The under hits. Aaron Ashby gets the start for the Brewers, but not for long.
Tani is at third to start this one, and Mookie Betts puts the Dodgers on the board right away. Splits the gap. Betts on his way to second. He is in there with an RBI double. 1-0 Dodgers right out of the gate.
Call courtesy of TBS. Dodgers take the early lead. Ashby goes out. Jacob Mrazorowski comes in. Game tied at 1-6. Dodgers get two more thanks to a single by Tommy Edman and a throwing error by Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe. And that's really all the Dodgers need. Tyler Glass now just one run, strikes out eight over 5 2/3. This was just all L.A. Low-scoring game, but the Dodgers sort of always felt in control.
Yeah, they did. And it feels like you look at this Brewers lineup, a team that was a really good hitting lineup in the regular season, and now I saw somewhere where they're hitting, like, as a team, somewhere close to 100. They have not been able to score runs. And I understand the first two games of this series, you had otherworldly performances from Blake Snell and from Yamamoto. But listen, when you get to the NLCS, who did you expect? Like, this is the cream of the crop of Major League Baseball. And we once again saw it last night for the starting pitching for the Dodgers. Tyler Glass now, 8 punchouts, 5 2/3. I will say this, Jacob Mrazorowski at least gave the Brewers a chance, but you're not going to win many games scoring a single run. So the Brew Crew has got to get some pop in their lineup.
Yeah, Mrazorowski was awesome. And even Dave Roberts after the game was like, I mean, this guy has incredible stuff. His fastball finally dipped to like 98 miles an hour instead of 101. But the Brewers have to get run production. And man, when the Dodgers starting pitching has been just so dominant, when you go from Yoshi, you know, before that it was Snell, last night Glasnow, like what are the Brewers going to do? This is LA playing about as well as it can play. And what's a little scary now is that Shohei's starting to hit again. You know, he was slumping for a while, 1-for-4 last night. So he was a part of that Dodgers run in the first inning. So it's just kind of all coming together for the Dodgers.
Well, now it just feels like almost in an insurmountable hole for the Brewers when you have such a dominant team like the Dodgers with a 3-0 series lead. So you're going to be staving off elimination in every single game. And I'm not saying they can't win a game or two, but at the end of the day, you know, it just feels like the Dodgers, they ain't losing 3 games in a row. Like, I understand that things like this have happened in sports before, but this would be pretty crazy. I just don't see this Dodgers lineup going cold for 3 straight games.
Yeah, I was looking at the TikTok that we posted yesterday where the caption was, can the Brewers rally against the Dodgers? And both of us were like, no, they can't. But people didn't watch the video. They're like, ooh, karma. You guys don't know ball. And we're like, Did you watch the video?
Oh, we were both on the Dodgers.
I know. People just don't even watch. They just immediately go to the comments like, ew. But yes, we were on the Dodgers yesterday. Dodgers 1-1 away from being the first World Series champion to go back to the Fall Classic since the Phillies in 2009. Game 4 tonight in L.A. Dodgers a minus 200 money line favorite. They're going to close this out, right? This is a sweep. It feels like it.
It might be a sweep. Well, especially with Ohtani on the hill. Like, it doesn't get much easier. Just because his strikeout stuff is just so good. And that's the thing. Like, the Brewers have been missing, you know, have been striking out quite a bit. And I understand these are strikeout pitchers we're talking about. But again, next up, you have Ohtani. So if you're striking out a lot against strikeout pitchers, you're probably going to strike out a lot against Ohtani.
Very true. Okay, let's go to the ALCS. Game 4 last night. The Jays ripping the Mariners 8-2. Jays plus 105 on the money line. The over hits with a total set at 7.5. Mariners jump out to a 1-0 lead in the second inning. And then it is all Toronto.
Second, nobody out. The 8th pitch, a high line drive to right field. Canzone's going back. It's gone again. It's Jimenez out of the 9th spot, sparking the Jays for the second night in a row.
Call from FS1, Andrés Giménez, again from that 9 spot, 2-for-4, 4 RBI. Vladdy Jr. goes deep as well. He now has 5 home runs in the playoffs. That breaks the Blue Jays postseason record. And can we talk about another old man here on the show? This is the old man edition. I'm an old man. I love this. Max Scherzer, brilliant on the mound. 2 runs over 5 2/3 innings. And, of course, John Schneider comes out, tries to take him out of the game in the 5th. And Scherzer was not having it. Sent Schneider back, wanted to finish the inning, and he did. And then Schneider said after the game, look, this guy was giving me the stare down with those two off-colored eyes. I thought he was going to kill me. Direct quote. I thought he was going to kill me. And then they asked Scherzer about it. He goes, I wanted the ball, and I basically told him that in a little different language. But it was cool to see him turn back the clock like we saw Flacco and Rodgers do last night.
Right, and especially having that internal confidence, knowing that, hey, I can stay up here and I can do this. And it certainly makes things a lot easier when you get a lot of run support. Because when you score 8 runs in a game, you're probably going to win a lot of those games. Like, the Blue Jays are averaging over 7 runs a game this postseason. They have been an absolute wagon when it comes to their offense. So for the Mariners, this is going to be a scrappy team till the end. Now we have a series tied at 2 games apiece. I honestly don't know who's going to win this series.
Yeah, I remember just 2 days ago, and I was like, I think the Mariners are a team of destiny.
They still could be.
They could be. Also, I could be on Old Takes Exposed. I don't know. But the Blue Jays bats, man, my God. Like, we were both on the over yesterday. I had the first 5 over. You were in the full game over. Both of those hit. And I don't think I'd touch an under right now with the way that the Blue Jays are hitting the baseball. They are just, everyone's just swinging away. And this is a pitcher's park at T-Mobile Field in Seattle. I just have to say, I just love seeing Mad Max turn back the clock. He's a hero here in D.C. because he led the Nationals to a World Series, but his competitive fire is sort of unmatched. Like, you just don't see many pitchers like that who are not just blowing their top. It's because they have such an intensity and they're so respected. A lot of guys might be seen as, all right, you're sort of showing up the manager here. You need to acquiesce a little bit. With Mad Max, it's like, no, this guy wants to win more than anyone, and everyone respects that.
Right. It feels like a flashback to the pitchers that we saw in like the 2000s. Like Madison Bumgarner used to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Where you'd have guys that are just like really fiery. And now he is such a veteran that when he says that to a manager, the manager just walks back to the dugout. Like, listen, smack Scherzer. We're just going to let him out there. Because listen, like, he didn't have good numbers coming into this game.
Mm-mm.
He had not pitched in a game in a month. So this was a virtuoso performance comparative to what he had been doing in the regular season. And the fact that he ate up 5 2/3 is a huge, huge help to the bullpen. So they got a win. They saved the bullpen a little bit. Things in the momentum category now turning towards Toronto.
Yeah, they asked George Springer after the game about Max, and Springer goes, I tried to stay away from him. Game 5-9 Seattle. Blue Jays is short, -115 favorite. Coming up next, back to the NFL we go. And if the Jets could finally get a win. Pro football next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Friday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we begin our preview of Week 7 in the National Football League, including the Jags playing a home game in London Town. So I saw this quote a couple days ago, and Aaron Glenn, God bless him, he's trying, Chelsea. He's trying to make away with the Jets. Jets are 0-6. And here they are this week. I believe they host. Yes, they do. The Carolina Panthers. Don't watch that game. Do yourself a favor. So Aaron Glenn was asked whether or not Justin Fields should throw more 50-50 balls. And here was his answer with a little shot at the media.
Here's what I do know is, and you're right, you know, and I've said that, and I still believe that, and I think that's for any quarterback, especially when you have man coverage, to give a guy a chance. But I do know if something bad happens, you guys are going to be about that, about him, you know. So the thing is, he just got to go out there and play quarterback and do the best that he can. And but I don't come off that at all. You know, when you're in man coverage, I mean, you got to give a guy the chance to go catch the ball.
I don't think it's a huge deal, but the fact that he's like, oh, if he makes a mistake, you guys are going to say something. And I just want to say, dude, you're in New York City, and also you're 0-6, and your quarterback is struggling. Like, of course. Like, you don't think fans, you don't think the media is going to say something? Of course they are. The team isn't going to inspire the media with the way that they're playing for the media to say, Coach, hey, listen, tough loss, but I feel like you could get to 1-6 this week. Like, I feel like he just doesn't get it. And you put that together with what we saw last week in that just abomination of a drive just before halftime against the Broncos overseas, where he wasn't even trying to score, which doesn't inspire confidence. And I just don't feel like he's long for this job.
It does feel like when you start to get combative with the media that, like, it's more of a you problem. It's like you're feeling insecure, right?
Yeah.
Because if you were winning games, like, you wouldn't get combative with the media. And I understand it's New York City. But, like, what are we supposed to do if he throws an interception? She's like, oh, well, it wasn't a big play in the game. Like, just ask Russell Wilson. You know, we get on every single quarterback when they throw interceptions, 50-50 ball or not, because it's a big swing of the game's momentum, and it is a turnover, and you can't do turnovers in the NFL and expect to win a lot of games. So, like, it's not a Justin Fields thing. It's an every quarterback thing.
Right, and also you're 0-6. Like, you're 0-6. Like, what do you think is going to happen? You were hired to improve this team. You haven't won a single game. Your game management is rightfully in question. Your quarterback that you signed to lead this team is not playing well. Like, of course you're going to get criticism. And again, he didn't go after the media too much, but I just find it funny when someone just wants to slide that in. You know what I mean? And he agreed with the question. He was like, yeah, I agree. And also, you guys are going to say something about it. Of course. You're in New York City. Did you not know this comes with the territory? And yes, as a small caveat, sometimes the media can be too much. They can exaggerate things. We do see that on a regular basis. This is not what is happening here. And it just makes me think he doesn't get it.
Yeah. Somewhere Arch Manning is like, well, at least they didn't call you the closest word association to failure.
Right.
Could be worse.
Right.
Because Justin Fields is in the NFL. Like, every NFL quarterback comes under scrutiny, right? Like, it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you're in a market where, like, people don't really care as much. Like, people hate on Kyler Murray all the time. Even though I feel like, as a whole, as a nation, we do not care about the Cardinals.
No, we don't. I don't think the Cardinals care about the Cardinals. I feel like they're the one team that just kind of sits in the ether and nobody really says anything about Arizona. It's really strange. Well, it's that time. It's a Friday, so let's check out who we've got in week 7. You know where we're starting. Any defender who has ever suited up in the National Football League knows the challenge at hand when facing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Try to sack a quarterback whose luscious hair requires meticulous shampooing and conditioning. That's Trevor Lawrence in London Town. Jags and Rams. Rams are laying 3, Chelsea? This feels like a field goal game to me. I would be on the Rams. I would lay this. But I also have to say that when it comes to London games, I get a little nervous because it's just another variable for which you have to account.
Right. And of course, the Jags have played in London a ton. It almost feels like their other home field in the NFL. And it was strange seeing the Rams practicing in Baltimore this week. Mm-hmm. Did you see this? They were practicing at Camden Yards, I guess, because that trip from LA to London is a huge, long flight. So they broke it up. They were playing at Camden Yards. But the big question this week is if Puka Nacua is going to play. It looks like he's probably not going to. He didn't practice on Thursday. So he is obviously a huge part of the Rams' production in the passing game. But I do feel like if you have a veteran quarterback like Matt Stafford, he will be able to utilize his other weapons. And I do think Davante Adams is in for a big day. His prop right now over at BetMGM, 77.5 receiving yards for -115. Devonta Adams is still a number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Puka Nacua normally gets like 14 targets, but those targets got to go somewhere. So I feel like we see a heavy dose of Devonta Adams. The Jags still feel to me like one of those teams that's kind of inconsistent. So, like, we have seen their high-end potential, but we've also seen them make, like, disastrous mistakes. So, like, I'm not one to trust the Jags too much. I would lean towards the Rams here, but for the reason that the Jags also have upside, I don't think this one's going to make the card for me.
Also, with the travel, when you mention the Rams with a stopover, I mean, my God, that sort of travel can just do a number on you, especially if you're a pro athlete. So that's just another reason why I'm like, London game, I'll look at other games on the schedule. Like Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs laying 12 points in Kansas City. The Chiefs are minus 750. Vegas is plus 525 on the money line. And the over-under is 45 and a hook. This is kind of a dead number, but I think the Chiefs could put the hurt on the Raiders. Like, now they get Rashee Rice back. They look great against the Lions. And also, the Raiders just stink. I don't know how they're going to move the football on the Chiefs. The Raiders' offensive line is so terrible, which is one of the reasons why Ashton Jeanty just has not really been able to get going. And Geno Smith, I believe, still leads the league in interceptions. He's under constant pressure. It's a huge number, so I think I like other games on the board, but I would actually lay 12 with Kansas City.
I feel like when I see a 12 on the spread, I just move on. I'm like, listen, it's not worth my time. Maybe you can make a case for Kansas City laying 6.5 in the first half and say, hey, the Chiefs are going to run away with this early, because I do think Rashee Rice is going to be a huge boon for this offense. And I think his prop is certainly worth considering, because in those three games he played last year before getting hurt, and then he had all this nonsense with the suspension, you know, he had the second most receiving yards in the NFL during that span. So when the Chiefs have Rashee Rice at their disposal, they absolutely use him. So his prop this week is 56.5. This feels very low for somebody who has been their number one receiver when healthy. So I think that's certainly worth a look. Or you could go Chiefs in the first half.
What do you think about Saints-Bears? I think we would be on opposite sides here. Or maybe not. I know you were maybe talking about the Saints yesterday. Do you think the line is too big? Chicago's laying 5, total 47?
I think I considered putting this in a teaser. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't think I would play this normally. But I will say this. Like, the Bears have been playing in all kinds of close games. Like, literally back-to-back weeks, they have won by a final score of winning by 1 point. I think it was 25-24 back-to-back weeks. So the Bears kind of feel like they're at that sell high point where they're coming off that big win off the Commanders. And I think in the NFL, like, that's something you really have to be wary of. So sometimes these type of teams are a little bit overvalued. And I do think the Bears, like, have a good shot of winning this game at home. I am just saying it might get interesting. We have seen that from some of these Bears games where the wins have come, but they're not always pretty.
I think I would lean towards the Bears here. Money came in on the Saints. It's open Bears minus 5.5. Now it's Bears minus 5. But the Bears have won 3 straight. They're back at home for the first time in weeks. Should be pumped to be back in front of that home crowd. Also, going back to last season, Bears are 6-3-1 against the number when playing at home. Caleb Williams continues to get better under Ben Johnson. And also, the Saints stink. They stink. I would lean Bears. Dead number. Bears minus 5 is where I'm going. Dolphins and Browns. Woof. Okay. Sure. Cleveland is the favorite, Chelsea. The Browns laying 2.5, Browns minus 140. Miami is plus 115. Total is a low 39 and a hook. My God. Am I going to bet Cleveland here? Now it's back up to 3 again? Oh, man, I don't want to do this, but I think Cleveland's the right side.
I think you could make a case for Cleveland. Like, think about Tua under pressure. This Browns defense is still very, very good, but it should be noted that weather is probably going to be a factor in this game. So they have predicted 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Jeez. 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. So, like, don't expect this to be an absolute shootout. There is a reason this game is set at 37.5, and honestly, I would still lean towards the under. I think we see a heavy dose of the run game. The Dolphins have not been great at stopping the run. And then you look at the props for Quinshon Judkins in this game, and it's in the 90s. Like, the odds makers are expecting a huge run output from this Browns offense, and the Browns defense has been pretty consistently good. So it's not that I believe in the Browns offense as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that the Dolphins, kind of all the factors go against them. The Dolphins have shown they are not good at playing in these like tough weather games. I understand it's not cold, but like Tua does not have a super strong arm. So no. I don't think he's going to be beating the wind with his little arm back there. So I would lean towards the Browns, but I like the under better.
The El Nino game. Is this El Nino?
Spanish for the Nino.
The Nino. I don't trust Tua's little arm in the Nino. His little arm. But I kind of think you're right here. Here's the thing. The Browns are spectacular against the run. This is one of the best run defenses in mm-hmm. all of the National Football League, which means you put it on Tua's arm without Tyreek Hill to try and win this game. I don't think so. I mean, I'm not going to put my money down on the Browns, but I really believe Cleveland is the right side here. Okay, here we go. We've talked about it somewhat this week. Patriots, your Tennessee Titans. Pats laying 7. New England, minus 325 on the money line. Tennessee is plus 260. Total is 42. Chelsea, take it away. Tell us why your Titans are going to pull the upset.
Oh, God. Don't paint me in that corner. I will say at least Brian Callahan is gone. Somebody who didn't even know the rules of football, and you would feel like he would just give the other team points at yeah. every single half because of the mismanagement. But, like, the Patriots are going to come in here with a point to prove. Because Mike Vrabel obviously was fired by the Titans, and now it's very easy to come in and be like, hey, look at how much better we are. But even if you take revenge off the table, this is a much better Patriots team. Honestly, I feel like it's one of the best teams in the AFC. I think the only question here is maybe the 7 points, because that is still a very large number in the NFL. But the Titans' offense, man, just absolutely god-awful. Like, every time you think they have a drive going, they, you know, can't even make forward progression. So they don't even have an offensive coordinator calling plays. It's somebody further down, you know, the depth chart. So I just don't have a ton of faith in this Titans offense. I think you could almost look at a Titans team total under. It's pretty low. Let's see what it is. 17.5. Okay. I like that. I think either any way you slice it, the Titans are not scoring many points, and I do think the Patriots roll here.
Yeah, I like that bet. Titans team total under 17 and a hook. I'd play that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to get the dead coach bounce. I love that phrase, by the way. The old dead coach bounce. Nope, I don't think it's going to happen. So I would still lean Patriots. I also think if things fall the right way and the Titans get behind early, this could be a New England blowout, but also we are talking about the National Football League. How about this game? Eagles and Vikings in Minneapolis. Eagles are laying 2. They're minus 130 on the money line. Vikings are plus 110, and your total is 44. I like the Vikings, I think, here. It seems like a really short line, and you've got an Eagles offense that is a total mess right now going into Minneapolis against a Brian Flores defense. The Eagles just seem completely miserable, and also J.J. McCarthy is going to be back for the Vikings. I think he could have a big game alongside Justin Jefferson. Quinyon Mitchell is out for the Eagles, one of their best corners. So the Eagles really need to win to kind of put together their season again after losing 2 straight. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't want anything to do with this game, Jinx. Like, I would lean with you, maybe with the Vikings, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of holding out hope for the Eagles because, like, they still have so many good pieces on that offense. And, like, at some point, you would think that the desperation starts to set in. Like, hey, we got to do something different. Like, I saw, like, some NFL, if you were given the opportunity, what would you do to fix the Eagles' offense? I'm like, we're supposed to give them free ideas. No, thank you. I'm already running a household over here. I'm very busy. But I do think they have to be working on something. They're too good of a team to look this bad. I guess they're 4-2, but they still look very bad.
You want advice from me? You know it's Croctober, right? You right. understand it's Croctober. I don't have time for this. I'm making a large meal in my crock pot. How are you doing?
Exactly.
Yes. Also, Panthers and Jets in the early window. You know what? Knock yourself out. Coming up next in the show. Just getting started with our football previews. Up next, late window of games. And if the Colts can keep their winning ways alive in La La Land. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hope you're having a great morning. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will check out the late games on Sunday's NFL schedule and what should be a high-scoring battle in Big D between the Cowboys and the Commanders. I'm having a hard time focusing, Chelsea. You're going to have to keep me focused here because I just went to the bathroom really quick. And when I walked out of the bathroom, I was in the break room filling up my coffee. And they had some music on because they play music throughout the building, different stations here at the Odyssey headquarters in D.C. And I was just like, oh, I remember this song. Like 1988, I think. Oh. And I'm just sitting there, just listening to the song, drinking my coffee. And I'm like, Michael, you have a live radio show. Go downstairs. You have a new segment. Let's move. And I'm running down the steps because I just kind of got lost. Like, that's how I know I'm close to the weekend where I just kind of lose focus for a second and I have to gather myself and remember that I still have a job to do. Like having senioritis back in the day.
I think it's also a sign that you're like pretty comfortable in your job because I feel like I used to need like more time before the show. I was like, I need 20 minutes to relax before the show and get dialed in. Mm-hmm. Now we both roll up, or like you show up earlier, I think, than I do now. I roll up like 5 minutes before. I'm like, that's all the time I need. Like, I don't need to just sit here for 20 minutes. And regulate my nerves because I was somebody who used to like kind of get a lot of adrenaline and I have to like calm myself down. Now I don't think I'm at that point anymore, especially when you work from home where sometimes think it's very easy to feel very comfortable because you look over and it's like, I got Blake's toys over here. Some days I wrap myself up in a cozy blanket and I've got all my snacks and my beverages. So it's one of those things where I think it's a sign of comfort, which can be a good thing, but it also can be a bad thing. Because sometimes I look at this room, I'm like, maybe I should do some tidying up during breaks when in fact I need to be focused on the show.
I'm really focused on your day today. Is it cold there? Because I feel like...
My day?
Yeah. I feel like you got a little something brewing.
James.
You know what that is? Something bubbling in the crock pot. A little chilly outside. All of a sudden, you're snuggled up on the couch just waiting for the food to be ready. That sounds like a good day. You got sports on the TV. You know, Blake's practicing your batting stance a few feet away from you, getting ready for Tuesday's game. Sounds good to me.
Oh, Jenks. Jenx. This delusional land that you live in. Like, I don't know how you feel like life is with kids, but like, I ain't sitting and relaxing on the couch.
No,
like, tried. No, I'm doing nonsense all day. I'm cleaning the house. I'm cleaning out the damn crock pot from yesterday's meal. I'm doing the dishes. I'm doing laundry. I feel like the second that you sit down, like, as a parent, that's when your kid asks you to do something. Or even
right.
when it's super inconvenient. Like, her favorite thing to do is, I have an armful of groceries on each arm. Like, I am struggling to get up the steps. And she has one thing in her hand. She's like, can you hold this? I'm like, read the room, Blake. My hands are full. Like, kids,
how
the audacity
Blake, again,
with kids.
Just for clarity, she's five,
she
right?
is five.
Read the room, Blake.
I feel like I could fall down the stairs and she'd be like, can you make me a snack? It's like, no, I snapped my neck.
But your arms are still working. Blake, call 911. Well, it's all right. At least we have a lot of great NFL this weekend. That's exciting. Also, if you want to bet on the NFL, you got to take advantage of the Any Sport Parlay Boost Token at BetMGM. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost Token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same game parlays. Okay, here we go. Late window of games in the National Football League. Broncos laying 7 in Denver. They're minus 325 on the money line. G-men are plus 260. Total is at 40. Are you buying the Giants? Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo getting 7? Because I am not.
I feel like this is like one of those really volatile stocks. Like, if you compare the NFL to the stock market, it feels like there's boom or bust potential where the ceiling is really high for the Giants, where you see Cam Scadaboo, you know, running into contact, doing amazing things. Same goes with Jackson Dart. But then we see the low end potential as well. So I think this is going to be a tough matchup for them because defensively, this has been a tough matchup for everybody in the NFL, especially when it comes to throwing the football. I will say this, the Giants kind of want to run the football. Maybe that will be more successful here, but I still think this is going to be a really low-scoring affair because on the other side of things, we have a not-so-old quarterback in Bo Nix who looks like he's still figuring things out. So this has not been a super trustworthy Denver offense as well. 7 feels a little rich for my blood, so I do think the Giants certainly have a chance to cover this number, but I do think the better play is the under here.
I like the Broncos here. I feel like the market is way too high on the Giants right now. Like, Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo are really fun. They are also still rookies, and the Giants are still a bad football team. And now they have to go into Denver against this exceptional Broncos defense. And I just feel like we're all caught up in the hype of Dart and Scadaboo just like muscling over guys and the fact that, you know, he likes to run into telephone poles and smash his head up against people. I will say, that guy gives max effort, and it really is fun to watch. It's a good way to shorten your career, but I think we just need to pump the brakes a little bit on the G-men. So I would actually lean towards Denver here. Here's a fun one. Colts and Chargers out in L.A. Chargers laying 1.5. L.A. is minus 130 on the money line. The Colts plus 110. Total is 48 and a hook. You hate the Colts. But are they going to win here?
Well, they are in my teaser. I feel like this game like screams teaser leg to me. Because if you can get the Colts at plus 7.5, I do think this is going to be a one-score game. Maybe the Colts come in on the wrong side when it comes to wins and losses. But still, you can't ignore what the Colts have been doing. I still feel like people are not giving this team enough credit. This team is averaging the most points per game of any team in the NFL. They're excellent against the run, and they're excellent against just about everything, allowing the fourth fewest points per game of any defense in the NFL. So it feels like a very complete team. So the Chargers, I know, are a good team, and obviously this is a long road trip from Indianapolis. But still, if you're asking me if I think the Colts have a chance to win this game outright, I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, plus 105, why not? Worth a little bit. They're just a complete team right now. Daniel Jones only has 3 interceptions this season. He's playing great. And also, the Chargers' offense is just so banged up. We know about those O-line injury issues, so you can pressure Justin Herbert. I don't think that the Chargers can score enough points to keep up with Indy and the weapons that they have on offense, and of course, Jonathan Taylor. So I would be on Indy here. This game, okay, here we go. Commanders and Cowboys in Dallas. Commanders are laying 2. They're minus 130 in the money line. Dallas is plus 110. The total is 55. I am really worried about the Commanders. I'm going to ask D-Day about this. Like, their receiver issues right now. I mean, Terry is supposed to return, but also he wasn't in practice yesterday. Neither was Debo. Noah Brown is on injured reserve. Am I overreacting, or is this a real problem? It feels like a real problem.
You're not excited for Tennessee Titans legend Treylon Burks?
Oh, God, I know.
Oh, the one that they told us was going to be the next A.J. Brown, and now he's on the practice squad, right? He's not even on the real team.
He's on our team now.
But I thought it was the practice squad.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the active roster?
Yeah. They'll probably call him.
I think they're going to elevate him.
Sick. Ready for that one? Guy that had cardio issues. Yeah, ready? Awesome. Thrilled. Wonderful.
I don't feel good. I like the over, but now I'm wondering about the Commanders being able to score with their, what potentially could be, a lack of talent at receiver. So I do like the over because the Cowboys don't play any defense anyway, and the Commanders are absolutely susceptible to the big play. But the total is also, what, 55? I don't know. I don't want to bet against my team, but I feel like Dallas might be the right side here because of the injuries to the Commanders. They are just so banged up, and they don't have any depth of receiver. It's just some rookies and some guys who've been throwaways in the league.
I was going to ask you guys, like, who's the go-to guy? Because the Cowboys' defense has been, like, the get-right game for every single offense, and it's been a must-play for opposing number one wide receivers. So now you look at, like, the betting props over at BetMGM. Like, the only receiving prop they have listed is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, who is not a receiver.
Right.
So, like, I don't know who I'm supposed to play in this one, but I will say this Cowboys defense is very beatable. And, Jenks, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like there were at times last year in the season where Jaden Daniels made some receivers who were deemed mediocre look pretty damn good. Right? Yeah. Like De'Ami Brown? So maybe he does it again this game.
Yeah. De'Ami got paid because of Jaden Daniels. Alamide got his contract with the Bears, and he's been decent for Chicago. But you're right, and Jaden has that ability to elevate guys. But at some point, you do have to have some sort of talent out there, right? Like Debo maybe could go, but he has a heel injury, and he didn't work out yesterday. The reason why these props are off the board is because yesterday at practice, it was just MIA for the Commander starting receivers. So we're not really sure what's going on. This is one of those games where if you really want to bet on it, I would wait a day or two and see who's going to play for Washington. What about the Packers and the Cardinals getting together in Arizona? Packers laying 6.5, Packers minus 325 on the money line. Zona is plus 260. Your total is 45. I have to say, I don't really care about this game, if we're being honest here. Jacoby Brissett maybe going against Green Bay again. You got to check on the status of Kyler Murray. He has a foot injury. He's been limited in practice. Not my favorite game in the card. Once again, I don't know what it is about Arizona. When I see the Cardinals, I'm like, just move along.
Well, I think they're the only NFL team where if you Google Cardinals, the first team that pops up is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Like, imagine, like, the NFL, the behemoth that it is. Even the Arizona Cardinals do not get, like, the respect and recognition. They're like, do you mean the St. Louis Cardinals? No, I mean the other Cardinals.
Yeah. Then you search Cardinals. Football Cardinals. Do you mean the Louisville Cardinals? No. I'm trying to get to Arizona here. Ugh, the dagger through the heart.
But, Jenks, I do have a play in this game because I was digging for angles. And I don't know if you knew this, but Green Bay's defense in the first half has been an absolute juggernaut, allowing just 4.4 points per game in the first half. So this defense overall is very good. Arizona comes in with a lot of question marks. Like you mentioned, Kyler Murray has been banged up. Marvin Harrison Jr., I believe, is still in concussion protocol. So the team total for the Cardinals in the first half is 9.5. We have seen the Packers do this to even better teams where they've absolutely shut them down in the first half. Under 9.5 points for the Cardinals in the first half, I feel like that is the play.
There we go. Cardinals bet on the show. Who says we don't care about Arizona? Coming up next on the show, we've tackled the NFL. Now we'll drop down a level and talk college football. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.